All right, after 2 o'clock, we're going to talk about the Freedom Party. The Freedom Party wants greater access to alcohol and cheaper prices, which is not unresponsible. It's not irresponsible. Unresponsible. Unresponsible is not a word, is it, Ben Mulroney?
Out of line on pronunciation. Out of line on pronunciation.
Jim Richards doing a great job, 1 until 4 on News Talk 1010. And in moments, how would you like better access to alcohol? Because we're all responsible, folks. Do you believe that Ontario is any less responsible than states or provinces that allow us greater access? The Freedom Party wants to clamp down on the beer store and the LCBO. They're coming up here on News Talk 1010. Okay, imagine this Victoria Day weekend, and maybe it's Sunday. Or maybe it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Or maybe you don't have a lot of money, folks. Shouldn't poor people be able to get drunk, too? Here's the thing. I think, you know, we've got Dalton McGuinty, Premier Dad, taking care of us at every single turn. And I don't know that we need a minimum to be set for purchasing alcohol. That's, you know, there used to be buck a beer, but now it's $26.50. Are you telling me that if you're really, 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 you really want to get drunk, that an extra $2.50, what is that for somebody who's going to be begging? Because really, that's what Dalton McGuinty's saying, that he needs to take care of people to make sure that we don't get drunk in excess. So you're a homeless guy on Skid Row, on the corner, you're begging for $26 so you can, or $24 so you can get a 2-4, and now you're going to have to stay out there an extra half an hour to get another $2.50. Thank you, Premier Dad. Our world is perfect now. Or Dan Aykroyd's got this vodka. Crystal Head comes in a skull. It looks cool. But, you know, short of... Is it going to make you drink anymore? Sure, it might make you purchase it. But once you've purchased it, are you going to down any more of it than you might do on a $45 bottle of Grey Goose? I don't think so. But Premier Dad and the LCBO are taking care of us, folks. We got Paul McKeever right now with us, folks. It's going to be Paul and Jim for the next little while. He's the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. Paul, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Jim.
I got to say this, maybe throw a swear word at you. What the hell is the Freedom Party of Ontario?
Freedom Party of Ontario is your next government.
You must be really into the alcohol.
Well, we've actually got 15 planks already put up on our website, www.freedomparty.on.ca. And this is just one of the more convenience-oriented planks that we're offering Ontario voters.
All right. So how many people do you have running in different ridings?
Well, we're aiming for a full slate. Right now, we haven't announced more than just myself. It's always important to say what the leader's going to run. We have one other fellow because he was in the riding that I ran in last time. But we plan on running the full 107, and that's the biggest part of my job for the rest of the summer.
Now, I think we should loosen up the alcohol laws, and that's not because I think more people would be drinking and driving. That's because I don't think that mentality of saying, well, if there are looser drinking laws, and I'm not talking about age, I'm not talking about checking for ID, I'm talking about a guy in this world in 2011 who might work swing shift and gets off of work at 5 o'clock in the morning. Maybe you think that it's weird for him to want to have a beer at 6 o'clock in the morning, but why is it any different than you when you get off work at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? That his body clock is geared to something else, but he can't do that in this province. He can do it in Buffalo, he can do it in Quebec, but he can't do it in this province. That, you know, it's almost like we're too pathetic to be treated like other jurisdictions treat other people like adults.
Yeah, and you know, it's largely not for the reasons they state. It's not really for, you know, keeping people off the road. It's not really for, you know, social responsibility. If you delve a little deeper into a lot of these things, you find out there's always somebody wants to get a special deal on the sale of their particular
And you'll
brand.
Find the drinking and driving in the places that I've mentioned, and yes, folks, I did say drinking and driving, that drinking and driving in those areas is no worse than it is in this province, and we have bent over backwards here in this province to make it illegal even to blow a warning. Your insurance is going to find out about even blowing a warning.
Yeah, I have to tell you, you know, you were just talking about shift workers. My dad was a shift worker for 42 years. I'll tell you a little story. He used to get home at 2 in the morning, and I worked in the summers for the city of Oshawa, actually slinging garbage there when I was going through university. So I'd come home beat. Well, one day, I was very inconsiderate, and I drank my dad's last two cold beers that he packed, you know, secretly at the back of the fridge. And I just before I went to sleep...
Not that secretly.
Yeah. And just slightly before he got home, I tucked a couple of warm ones back in for him. Well, you can imagine his anger. So the next day, he had to wait, of course, a day before he could have a nice, satisfying cold beer after working in an extremely hot factory. It would have been nice for him to be able to go out across the street to the variety store, pick up a few cold ones from the freezer, and actually relax for a few hours before he went to sleep. You know, these are the kinds of conveniences that adults deserve, especially ones that have little kids that are, or I shouldn't say kids, but, you know,
well, youth we're governed by a bunch of people who think we're governed by a bunch of people who think that alcohol means getting rip-roaringly wasted and being you-know-what-faced, and that's not what, you know, well, alcohol could be relaxing. People, you know, every day might have a nightcap, maybe it's just one scotch, or and then they go to bed. But we're apparently being told that the, you know, and I don't think they're that onerous on us, but I do think that we need to loosen them up a bit. We got Paul McKeever with us. He's the leader of the Freedom Party, ladies and gentlemen. We'll find out more about the Freedom Party, and I'm going to continue to stress my love of drinking in a couple of seconds. 15 minutes after 2 o'clock, News Talk 1010 with the Time Saver Track. I also love Maggie's baking.
Thank you.
Yay, wham. You're not listening to Jerry Agar. You're listening to the Jim Richards Show, Graham, with you until 4 o'clock. It's pretty gosh darn amazing right now on your radio. You are welcome. Now, I thought George Michael had a song called Freedom, but we played Wham. I know this song, but I didn't know it was called Freedom. Paul, if you're leader of the Freedom Party, you should know everything that has to do with the word freedom.
You've got to give for what you take, Jim.
But is that, what's the name of the song? It's Freedom, is it not?
Yeah, it's called Freedom.
Freedom. All right. Paul McKeever right now. So I mean, the first thing that I know you've probably been around, how long has the Freedom Party been around?
Since 1984, and I've been the leader of it since 2002.
So since 2002. But we get this press release, complete with a video that people can find on YouTube. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, the easiest way to find any of them is just go to the Freedom Party website, freedomparty.on.ca, and then we've got about 15 videos there. That each plank has its own 30-second video.
So you're focusing on this, which has to do with alcohol. Why this, which has to do with alcohol? I guess it gets the most attention.
Well, we've actually gotten a lot of attention for many of our planks because of the fact that we're paying attention to what actually affects people's lives. I mean, you can go on and talk about... I noticed, for example, you wouldn't have a show talking about the Samsung deal because it would put everyone to sleep. It doesn't personally affect me. The things that do affect people are gas prices, which we have a plank on, alcohol availability, you know, trying to shop convenient with your work schedule and that kind of thing at reasonable prices, and get things like Crystal Skull, or Crystal Head, I think it's called, vodka, in the store when it's banned for politically correct reasons. Ridiculous. I mean, the guy who owns the thing is Dan Aykroyd. He lives in Ontario, for Pete's sake.
It's so sad.
It really is.
It's so sad that a glass container, folks, a glass container would allow something not to be sold to responsible grown-ups.
Right.
Responsible grown-ups. And my favorite thing that makes me laugh is these dunces down, and I don't know if it's just the liberals, but, you know, oh, well, we have to be responsible. As if, you know, we can't find enough intelligent people to look at ID and know, what would add up to 19.
Well, and let me tell you, that whole responsibility line is just BS. Because I'll give you an example. The beer store, and this is another part of our plank. We're saying the beer store, it's owned by three companies, all of them are foreign, and they've got a monopoly. What has that got to do with responsibility? And yet the Liberals and the NDP and the Conservatives, they've all been in government, and none of them have gotten rid of that monopoly and let other competitors sell beer in the province. And as a result, you can't buy half the beers that are made in this province. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to blow up the beer store, but I certainly would want to make it available. And whether it's just craft brewers and local wine,
right.
at least that's a place to start. And I think a responsible place to start, too. I mean, there's an... But by the way, I've been in beer stores before. I've been in alcohol stores before, the LCBO. And I've been behind a guy who appears to be, you know, living on the street and smells like booze. And the person working the cash, you know what they did? They didn't sell it to the person. That is the responsible, smart thing to do. Just like any bar shouldn't be serving somebody who is wasted. It's called smart serve. You don't sell it to them. That's the responsible thing to do. Don't worry about what the bottle looks like or whether or not their name is too cool sounding. If they're drunk, you don't sell them any booze.
Absolutely. The question isn't, you know, do I think this is good for that customer? The question is that customer of sound mind, and can he make a decision for himself if he's an adult? And if the answer is yes, that's the end of it. I sell.
Yeah, and having a price point just because you think it's a responsible thing to do, that and by the way, we found out that it wasn't the responsible thing to do. We found out that the reality was that these big beer companies, the ones that you mentioned that aren't necessarily Canadian, although they have plants here in Canada, they're not owned by any Canadian company, that these big beer companies started whining about the Buckabeer companies.
Right, and you know, here's a little story that some of you might not... Back in December, we actually had another liquor-related plank, and that was about the beer tax that nobody realizes McGuinty put in on July 1 because it's buried in the price of beer. But you know what? There's a big tax for the major labels, there's a smaller tax for the microbreweries, and there's no beer tax at all for imported beer. Now, how the heck does that have anything to do with social responsibility, folks? It doesn't. That social responsibility is a lie, and it's being touted there to make sure there are no changes to our grossly outdated liquor and beer distribution system. So Freedom Party is saying it's time to open up. We're not talking about selling off the beer store.
Yeah.
Or selling. We're just saying open up the whole thing to competition. Let a person buy their beer and wine at the grocery store while they're buying their burgers and steak. Let them go down at 3 in the morning when they get off work from the factory.
Sure.
To the
variety
store.
I'm short on time. I just want to ask you, do you honestly think you have a chance at winning? Because I would think that many of the things that you believe kind of echo thoughts that are already in the Conservative Party. Why not have them adopt or strongly try to advise that you can deliver whatever support you might have? And with due respect, I would think that it's meager, but why not try to incorporate them into the Conservative Party or another party?
Well, the Conservatives actually are the source of most of the bad laws we're fighting right now. They brought in the LCBO monopoly. They gave the beer monopoly to the companies that, well, now have it. They introduced virtually every tax that we object to, the health premium, the provincial income tax, the retail sales tax, which is now the HST.
The health premium was McGuinty.
The idea of funding health through taxes came through a 1969 decision by the Progressive Conservatives, who also gave us socialized medicine. And so it's because of that decision to fund medicine with taxpayer money that we're now stuck with a system that's it's serving people well if you're healthy and keep you healthy, but for those who are ill, it's not serving them well at all.
Paul, do you want to hear that other Freedom song right now?
Oh, absolutely. Cue it up.
Here we go. There you go. All right, Paul, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You're great. You are really great. Seriously. Paul McKeever is the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario. That sounded sarcastic, didn't it? I thought he was really good. I think you're doing a great job too, Mark, and the listeners at home. I think you're doing a fantastic job. If you're in your car driving around in this garbage weather, you're doing a fantastic job. It is 61 Fahrenheit, 16. What is that called when it's front backwards? That's actually not. Never mind. Brett, I swear to God, I'm going to come in there. If I could only, no, I wouldn't. All right, coming up in a couple of seconds here, folks, I'm going to talk for about a minute and a half, and I have some amazing things I'd like to talk to you about Quebec and asbestos and The Daily Show. Actually, I really don't have time for that at all. We'll see if I can fit it in. That's the challenge. You'll be listening to find out whether or not I can fit it in about asbestos, because The Daily Show did a deal on Quebec, and it was actually kind of funny. So that's going to come up. Fantastic. Doing a great job, Jim Richards.